Before we continue, one of the ways we keep all of our content for you, the listener, free of charge is our amazing sponsors, and today, Anchor is one of those sponsors. If you haven't heard about Anchor, it's the easiest way to make a podcast. Let me explain. It's free, there's creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcasts right from your phone or computer. Anchor is going to distribute your podcast for you so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and everywhere podcasts are listened to, and you can even make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership. It's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. Download the free Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started.
Someone went home that I was happy to see go home. Someone kept it together, and the 8-pack is falling apart. And we have a special guest in the room next.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
Oh, our music, I love it. I do. I love this song. You guys, it's another Big Brother After Show. We are back. Your favorite Polly. Friday team is here. He's doing jazz hands.
No, this is Polly's intro. Oh, it's so yeah, weird every Polly's. Episode. He's like... and Jose's like... and Michelle does this awkward, like...
I love Dave Bonzo. She's just like, flip the rain and that's it. Oh my god, I love it. Okay, so this is the Big Brother After Show, and I'm James Lott Jr. Oh my god, my chair just slid. And
slidey chairs.
Slidey chairs. Hashtag slidey chairs. But first, let me introduce everybody. I'm James Lott Jr. Of course, you can follow me at all social media platforms at James Lott Jr. Sitting next to me is my buddy in arms and talented one-manner. Johnny Mangan.
I am. What if everyone went around saying I'm a one manner?
You're a one manner.
He's only got one manner.
Unless you had like a conjoined twin, which, by the way, I watched a documentary about conjoined twins recently. They're
real.
They're not are they real, but like they can survive.
Yeah, they can.
Yeah,
I
of
thought
course.
It was a death sentence.
No.
Just got to be together.
Anyway, hi there. I'm not a conjoined twin. I'm a one manner. My name's Johnny Manganiello, and you can find me on Twitter and Instagram at Johnny Mangs.
Ooh, I like that. Ooh. And the woman next to him is the lady of the day. She is.
And the night.
And, well, I was going to say that at first. I'm trying to be polite today. And she's my Friday Woman Crush Friday, Lauren Negrasso.
Thank you. You're my Man Crush Friday.
Ooh, thank you.
Let's make it happen, just like Meghan Trainor's trying to make M-Train happen. But my name's Lauren Negrasso. You can find me on Twitter and Instagram, at Lauren Negrasso. See you there.
And you see you there. And the guy at the end is someone you've probably seen if you watch Dish and Days or any Spotlight Ons he's been on. What else did you do for us? Other shows.
I did Dancing with the Stars.
Dancing with the Stars, yeah. Yes. Dancing with the Stars. Oh, my girl, Raven McSweeney. I love her.
Love.
Busy with the Bee or whatever her name is. Yeah, I love
and
her.
And I am more of a two-manner.
And he is, and his name is just Handsome. Go right ahead.
You can find me on Instagram and Twitter at Handsome. No, you can find me on Instagram and Twitter at Matthew E. Payne.
Matthew
Thank
Evan
you guys
Payne.
For inviting me to be on today. So excited.
Yes, as you know, we do rotating...
So I didn't have a choice. I did not have a choice. No, I'm kidding. It's good to have you here.
You were like, he is not joining our round table.
We thought we had somebody else, but he couldn't make
it. It's really Half Moon.
Wow.
Well, you did, remember? You couldn't make
half moon.
It.
Half Moon?
The table's a half moon.
That sounded mean.
No, he knows me. It's fine.
Oh, man. The comment section's going to be mad.
I love it. It's
we're
good.
Not on topic.
Yeah, we're not topic. Oh, they're talking for us both. Okay, so you guys, let's just dig right in. I just want to say, first of all, this is... I mean, if you didn't watch Big Brother, don't watch our show right now because I'm about to do Who Got Evicted and that's
Spoiler Central.
Exactly, because now it's
well, why are you
morning.
Watching an after show?
Yeah, exactly, I know. So
my mom does that all the time.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh,
she's
funny.
Like, damn it. they ruined
yeah,
it.
Yeah, but she wants to watch her little daughter.
Just
yes.
Me.
He's so sweet. All right. So Victor went home. They actually went through with it and got rid of him and blindsided him. Mm-hmm. Look how shocked he was. I was shocked, too.
I thought they'd get out Tiffany.
Me, too.
Mm-hmm.
They needed to. It was time for her to go. I can't deal with one more season of those tears.
No.
I agree. I actually... Well, I think they got rid of the right person because Tiffany is a number right now and we're still so early in the game. But Victor, I thought, was sort of like... By the end of his time, I was like, I kind of like you.
I do, too. I feel like Victor was so dim. Like, just behind the eyes, like, not there. Like, he was
right.
Like, wait, I'm up. Like, I'm up for elimination?
I just thought it was so funny when Paul kept trying to feed him facts, and he's like, yeah, man, you know, I'm just going to go through with it. He's like, I can't be any more clear, because he'll go out and just spew this information, whatever he gets,
yes.
to everyone.
Right. Yes.
So I thought that that was really funny and sad for Victor.
Well, I thought it was interesting that that Victor was just like, he was just so open about stuff, like, as we talked about before, but he's just like, you got to be kind of quiet in this game. And Paul played it off very well, though. When he didn't pick him, I thought, what a crazy position You pick him and looks good, bad for you. You don't pick him, and it was crazy for him. Paul, he played it off. He played it off completely well.
Mm-hmm.
He looked sick that he had to make that decision.
I know.
And Victor looked blindsided.
So totally.
Yeah. Which was the first time Victor looked like he had any idea what was going on in the game.
I feel like right now the house is like this kumbaya family. Did you see after, and I know this is like going ahead of schedule here, but did you see when Bridget won HOH? Everyone was excited. And like, okay, early in the game that happens a lot. I get it. But like, I think...
Because she's small.
I don't know. I just think the house is... I'm glad there was division of the eight pack last night because I wanted to see some... Like, it's one big group picking off these people.
I disagree.
Okay.
I mean,
good for you.
Okay. No, because there was a lot of division last night. The thing with Bridget happened after I thought the fractions started to happen within the house.
Totally. I think they're on a personal level, I think they're getting along. Like, there was no bad blood between Victor and the people last night.
Victor and the people.
I'll just say, for me, what makes me kind of
like
laugh. It's funny you were watching that. I was like, after somebody leaves, they all hug each other to death.
Mm-hmm.
They used to do that before. Like, it wasn't they hug a few people, but like everybody's hugging each other like five times after someone gets eliminated. It's kind of weird to me. I don't know.
Yeah.
When she won HOH, I was like, oh, that's her name.
Yeah, I called her the little lady last
season. Had no idea who she was.
Do you remember last season when Becky would go like weeks without even being on? I remember one week on the live feed, she was like, I wasn't called into the diary room at all this week, so I know I'm not going to be on TV.
There was Becky updates last year. Uh-huh. When they're like 2:39 p.m. Becky brushes her teeth.
Well, now I saw this online. They're saying it here again. They said that the Tiffany has been edited incorrectly or something.
Mm-hmm. I know people keep messaging me about this.
What's that about?
I want to know how she's being edited and what the truth is. So if you guys can tweet at us or tell us in the message board, or do you know?
Well, I actually think it's Vanessa who with a dye job. Like, I'm not certain they're two different people. They're so identical.
And last week and the week before, we were talking about how we'd like her more. And this week, I totally changed my mind.
Yes.
But here's the thing. By the way, I need to say one thing.
Do it.
People online have been saying, like, you guys obviously don't watch the feeds. Like, okay, here's the deal. I've never been told in my life that I spend too little time on this program. Trust me, we are not talking about the live feeds on the show. We are talking about the CBS show. I said last week, I will talk to you about the live feeds, tweet at me, do all this stuff. Awesome. But, like, people watch our show, I cannot give away spoilers.
No,
like, it just isn't right to do.
Yeah, we can't. Because everybody watches the live feeds. Everybody watches, I said last week too, I watch Big Brother After Dark sometimes. And everybody watches that either. Everybody has cable and they don't watch it. So we're talking about this show that have the three episodes that happen on this show. But yes, tweet us separately on Twitter and we'll talk to you about it.
Glad to discuss it.
Yeah. I'm glad you made that point again. But you guys know I'm a Paul fan. I know people don't like Paul, but I thought this week he was good.
I don't mind Paul.
Mm-hmm.
He needs to calm down. He's playing a little too hard at the beginning, but I think this week he was actually not bad.
I think he's starting to understand gameplay, though. Yes. And I think that's why he's becoming a little bit softer and he's becoming trustworthy.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I think by voting for Bronte, it proved that he is a loyal player.
Smart decision. I thought it was very smart he did that. So.
Well, and also the thing about Paul is that his alliance is now gone. So it, in a way, would be like a waste of a week trying to get him out next because he's alone. And I think there are bigger fish to fry. I think Tiffany needs to go next.
Me too.
Even though I like the 8-pack more than I like Paul. I don't like Tiffany as much as I like Paul. Does that make sense?
Right. I thought Paul played really well this week and he won me over because he made really intelligent decisions. I thought that he was still loyal to Victor while playing his own game. And I thought he did a really great job.
Mm-hmm.
I was very impressed by him. And I don't think he's a douche anymore.
Okay. Wow. Yeah. Okay. See, that's what I love about this game because anything can happen in a second that will change your mind.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what happens in the game, too, inside the house. So if you think somebody's going, somebody does something, it totally changes everything.
I don't know, I'm jumping ahead too, I feel, but when Davon caught Tiffany looking at her points tallying up what the numbers equaled, I loved the narration over the action of her actually looking over, spotting Tiffany. And she was like, why are her eyes on my board?
How do you feel about that?
I have very mixed feelings about this. Okay. Because that whole veto episode, everybody in the APAC was talking as if like Tiffany didn't have a choice. Tiffany needs to win. Like, That would be crazy for Tiffany not to try to win.
Right.
I'm sorry.
No, but I agree with that, but she made herself untrustworthy.
Yes, she did
by trying to beat her teammate's high score.
I think she was trying to beat the person who clocked in first, and that just happened to be her teammate.
Hmm.
Because she knows that Davon's not going to take her off if she wins veto. I'm sorry. I get it. We are a group, whatever. But there is a... I mean, in past seasons of Big Brother, people have said, you know what? Like, I get it. It would be best if this person stayed on the block, but they got to fend for themselves. Go fight like hell. I get it. And this season, or at least this last episode, this last veto episode, people were acting like Tiffany was going to throw this competition. Absolutely not.
Right,
I would never expect somebody to throw a competition. It's about you making $500,000. And Tiffany obviously was a threat this week. They were going to turn the tables on her.
Mm-hmm. And I thought that at the beginning, I'm still talking about her now. In the beginning, I was like, she should feel a little paranoid at first. When you're like, so why are you feeling paranoid? I'm like, well, because you are a sister of a player, former player. I mean, it could happen to you. She'll know that. I mean, they could say Vitch is going to do it or somebody, but it could be her.
Mm-hmm.
I thought she had a right to be paranoid in the beginning at first.
Yeah.
And I agree with you. She should have won. She should have tried to win. Why not?
Wow.
You know, but folks were like, no. I mean, but to them, it made them feel like she's being untrustworthy. She's going against the group. And it's like, well, she's part of the group, but she's also kind of on the side.
And it's not like they
can't.
By the way, she was secretly nominated. Maybe it would have been different if the HOH had gone up to Tiffany and said, I got to nominate you. You got to be a pawn. And she said, yep, I'll do it. But she never agreed to this.
No, she didn't.
I'm sorry. I love Davon, by the way. I like her way more than Tiffany. But in that certain instance, I did not agree with
Davon. I thought she was being a little bit paranoid. And I know she was justified in that paranoia. But I thought that Davon was actually being a little bit paranoid over that.
Oh.
Like, what... Well, no, definitely Tiffany as well. But what was it going... Like, what did she think? The threat was on her. She was worried about herself, not the group, you know?
I agree.
I think at the end of the day, they all are worried about themselves more than the group, though.
Yeah, which makes sense.
Yeah.
I just feel like Tiffany is coming on too strong, too quickly with the tears.
Please.
Oh, there's no disagreement from me on that.
No.
I don't like her, but in this instance, I didn't think she was doing anything wrong.
Mm-hmm.
And also, Vanessa, like, I thought we got rid of Vanessa last year.
Thank you.
Come on.
I don't need another one.
Mm-mm.
Now, I just want to say, I was impressed with Pauly's word that made sustainability. Oh, you go, Pauly, in that 10-point. Even when he did it.
I was, too.
I was impressed. That's a long word. That's
another reason why I think he's smarter than his brother and why I think he's sexier than his brother.
He is, too.
Boy can spell.
He is, too. Oh, well, I like spelling.
I like a boy who can spell.
He's very cute.
He's very cute. I like the beard, too. I like the beard.
I like the rib cage tattoo.
He doesn't wear shirts very much.
Who cares?
Yes, he doesn't wear shirts. Who cares? Like, he doesn't wear shirts very much, yes. How do we feel about Frank these days? Because Frank is actually starting, people are starting to get mad at Frank. They talk about that in here, too. He's starting to make some trouble.
Frank done fucked up.
Yeah.
Pardon me, flag it, Jane. Flag the whole thing.
Jane.
Here's the deal.
Yes, tell us.
I was thinking about this on the way over here.
Okay.
Frank... I get that he wanted to bring Paul into the alliance because he wants Tiffany out. I get it.
Yes.
But you gotta consult the alliance,
exactly.
Honey.
Right.
And
agree.
He could have had the blood off of his head. Like, Davon was very... I'm sure Davon didn't say anything to him. When Frank came into the little go-kart room and was like... Or the bumper car room and said, hey, I told Pauly. Davon gave him this look, and at first I was like, oh, she's going to get angry.
Yes, she did.
And then she was like, oh, you did? And what did he say about it? And then cut to the diary room. She's pissed off.
And James, too. Which was James started crying.
Davon really learned how to play Big Brother from her mistakes last year.
She did.
Totally.
Yeah.
I'm proud of her
for
this. Yes,
I agree. I don't get why Frank didn't just call a meeting with the APAC and say, hey, I don't like Tiffany, because I think the group would have agreed. They would have said,
too.
You're right. Let's just replace him and get Tiffany out this week.
Yeah, that was shady.
Why did he do it secretly?
I don't know. Why do you guys think that?
I agree. I don't know either. I was shocked when I saw it happening. I'm like, oh, okay.
Well, Davon thinks he did it because if he was the one to say it, then it looks like he's the Jesus Christ.
Okay, there's that.
Right, but if they all came together and did it, then the blood would be off of everyone's hands.
Yeah, right.
How are they so emotional?
They're also, God, I mean, I saw Davon crying.
So Frank tells Pauly, and then they cut to Davon, who is in tears.
Yes, talking to James, yeah.
Why? It's not affecting your game to the
extent. What's going on? Everything's falling apart. I'm like, what?
But I believe that their tears are real. Like, I believe that they're actually upset. I just don't understand why they're so upset.
Well, there's the thing. I was watching one of the girls who's on Unreal, which is the spoof of these things.
Oh,
and, yeah, and she was saying how it's this thing where they really isolate you. So you really, 24 hours, no, think about it, no TV, no radio, no music.
No phone.
No phone, 100%
gameplay.
They say 100%. 100, I'm sure I'd probably be crying all the time, so you're like a bitch.
You know, but the thing is, when you think of it like that, put yourself in their shoes. I was thinking that too. I'm like, why are they crying over this? But this is your reality. And for these, you know, few months, this is all you have. So if that's all you have, then I guess it could be really extreme for you, and every little thing could throw you. That's why I say I think I would actually lose my mind there and pull an Audrey and just go blanket myself.
Audrey.
Because
that's like, if that's your whole reality, it's kind of understandable that the emotions are heightened.
Right.
You don't have anything to pull you out of it.
And that's why I think the vets do well. I mean, I don't think the vets are playing perfectly, but I think they do better, like what you said, Davon's back and playing better, because she was able to go home and watch herself and then come back and say, okay, I need to check it.
And I feel the same way about Frank. I think he's coming back. I think that he's a bit more mild-mannered than
he was.
Yeah,
talking about it, so I don't know if it's true or not.
Wow.
Which part? I didn't see it.
Somebody in the chat said that Frank has been sexually harassing the women in the house.
Yesterday he tapped Dave's butt and stuff, so I guess I don't know, so they're saying that. Somebody said in here, they just feel like, just like last season, they're playing too hard too fast. Mm-hmm. Remember last season, the beginning, everybody was just, they were all just like so hard at each other, and 20 alliances, and they start falling apart. And we saw this week, the Fatal Five now are thinking about being a Fatal Four. They're already ready to get rid of somebody already. And then you got the 8-packs kind of falling apart already. And then you got to think about the women and the men. And it's like it's already...
I agree. And I think that's why Day was upset, because she really is... She's loyal. And I go back to like season 6. Yeah. And there was... When that big alliance, the Sovereign Six in season 6, cracked, it was like a huge deal. Whereas this season, they're already cracking week 2. And it's like, well...
We're not invested
a little more loyalty at the beginning of the game, I think.
I think so. It's kind of weird. But Frank's just like, he's just talking it out to everybody. He's just, I don't know. I want him to last. I feel like... I want him to last. I feel like he could do a good job.
I'd be okay with him winning.
Mm. I don't mind, I guess. We did some pictures, but I don't mind if you want. If you want, I wouldn't mind.
I think Davon's going to win.
Well, remember we said it, we all kind of think that she might do it this season. And James is just sitting there under the radar. I love it. He's under the radar.
I love that he scares people.
I'm tired. I'm growing
right
so tired of that.
Really?
Oh, juvenile
behavior.
What you
behavior.
Doing? And he's like...
I still think it's funny.
But it's a good gameplay in a way, too. He's not threatening to anybody.
No, he's no fun.
Hey, speaking of the vets, anybody else a little worried about Nicole getting close to Corey, because she came in this season saying, I got lost, I got blinded by a boy last season, and I'm worried it's happening again.
Well, we got that happening. We also have Polly and Zakiya holding hands, and it's talking about that in here too, and how she was like, don't mess with my man, Polly. I think there's something going on with those two too. They show them in bed together holding hands and talking about strategy and how they're trying to align themselves too, kind of with their like two-person alliance. Like, you follow me. And Davon's getting a little upset because she's looking at Zakiya too, going, she's looking a little shady. I'm like, come on, black girls, don't mess up. You guys are doing so well.
I know, but that Davon was being smart with that, because she's got a connection. Zakiya's got a connection to a guy.
Yes.
And then Nicole does too. So it's like, would be out.
Yeah, Davon
on the
was pissed.
But it should be James and Davon.
Yeah.
I guess. Yes.
And they should get together, hook up really hard.
Can you imagine? Not kidding. I happen to think that the guys are playing a stronger game than the women this season.
Oh,
I don't know if I agree with that.
I think Frank messed up.
Yeah.
I think we got rid
Paulie's
of Glenn,
messed up.
We got rid
Let
of Victor,
rephrase,
we got rid of Paul.
I feel like there are a lot weaker women than men on the show.
I don't
like,
I feel
there's
like
that. Like the ones who are like, yeah, and you know, we're part of the sister tribe or whatever their name
sister
is.
Sister tribe.
Like,
yeah, but you know what? They're still.
What is it? Spy girls?
Spy girls.
But they're actually stuck
they're
together.
They're in the house, and there are three guys out of the house.
I don't know. I feel like it's a female dominant.
And they've stuck together. Those three have actually stuck together, unless there's something on the live feeds that we don't know.
And this week, who knows? Because a spy girl, it's so silly.
Yeah, it's very silly.
A spy girl is in power.
Right. But somebody in here agrees with you, kind of, Matt. I feel the women are floaters.
Yes.
Oh. If they're floaters, they're floating really well.
See, floating to me is not so bad to me. I'm sorry. I think floating, I'm not even saying they're floaters, but to me, I always thought if you could float your way to a Final Four or Five, that's very smart to me. Everybody's like, you gotta play hard. I'm like,
I just think you have to play a game. I think getting by isn't good enough.
So I don't mind that.
It's not fun to watch. No, but right, also, right, no, right. But also, like, look at what happens when you play too hard. You get out first.
Right. I agree with you. It's not fun to watch, but I mean, at the end, if they start to really play, then and show their stuff because they got that far, then I'm in. I think it's fine.
It's really hard to pick a side and fight hard on that side and then win the game.
I was thinking if I did it, I would just like hide in a closet the whole season so people forgot I was there and then come out at the end and say, I won!
Yeah, but what about your picture on the wall and all
the... Oh, so you'd be Bridget.
I'll put a cloth over it. Yeah, I'd be Bridget. Little lady.
You're called Powerpuff Girls. It's so funny.
What happened with... I don't even remember. It happened so quickly on the show where... It was Bridget or one of the other no-name girls. They were like, and don't say anything. And then she went and told... Was it Bridget?
There's a couple of girls that I don't know. They blend together. Like Natalie. I'm like, who are you, Michelle? You know, they're all dark-haired.
And who's the one with the mascara?
Shoot, who's that?
Natalie.
Name's Natalie.
Okay. She's the cheerleader?
Yeah.
Well, Natalie
long brown hair.
It's Natalie Bronte and Bridget. In
I see. I know Bronte. She stands out, obviously.
Yeah.
Her voice.
That voice. She totally stands out.
Bronte?
Yep.
Yeah.
Natalie and you said what was the other one?
Bridget.
Bridget kind of stands up because she has a shorter hair and of course she's the HOA. She's kind of bouncy.
Yeah.
She's kind
of reminds me of a cartoon.
Yeah.
I think she's going to be the best of the Spy Girls.
I agree with you on that one. I think she'll last a little longer, I think.
She reminds me of a cartoon.
She does. She looks just like a cartoon.
Yeah.
I just want to say in the beginning, as we go back just a little bit before. When we were doing the first HOH thing, I love how James, he threw the competition. And I thought, again, watching the show, I thought they were all going to go after him. They're like, he threw the competition. But then he just
They did say that, but they didn't go after him.
They didn't go after him.
He's too likable, I think.
So I think it is, too. I think he's going to make it again towards the end.
Yeah, he's never going to win this game, but he is likable.
Mm-hmm. So he'll last long enough, and maybe he can win 10 grand again.
10 grand again for America's Choice.
He won it last time. Grand?
Was it 10 grand?
Yeah, it's 10 grand.
Wow, I thought it used to be 25.
I think it was.
Budget cutbacks.
CBS.
This economy. Yeah. CBS.
The winner. Economy. The winner will walk away with the Mirrorball trophy from ABC Dancing with the Stars.
They had to loan it out to CBS just for the summer.
People said that they thought Bridget was going to be Meg 2.0. Some people say Bridget's playing a good game.
Meg, who was so forgettable.
I hated Meg. Ugh. Last season,
I didn't hate her, but like she wouldn't have won HOA. Did she win HOA?
Never.
No. It's like, never. Hey, Meg, no one looks good in orange lipstick. You know?
I just wasn't a fan of her as a whole last season. We talked about it. I was never a fan of her.
I liked it when she'd get drunk.
Oh, God.
I watched it on the live feeds a couple times.
Who did she hit on when she was drunk?
Clay,
that's right.
I would have hit on Clay too. I forgot about that.
I love this season. I feel like people are playing this season.
I agree with you. They are playing this season. They're really trying to strategize and get through, and they're making strong decisions, I think, and making dumb mistakes at the same time.
And the men are really, let's just be honest, so good to look at.
Paulie, who else?
Okay.
I liked Victor's body.
That's right. Neck down. His body
was good.
I'm not even, but yeah, oh. I mean.
Yeah.
I'm not a fan, but
I could leave
me neither.
Yeah, leave it at the door.
Who else? Corey.
Corey.
Clay 2.0.
Yes.
Yeah, but he doesn't speak much.
He did
at least
really
on the show. I don't know who he is. He's nicer than Clay.
I thought Clay got nasty last season.
I think Clay was pushed to getting nasty. I think that happened toward the end of the season, right?
Well, whenever his girlfriend was in power, he was like king of the castle. And she was in power a couple times, I think. What's
Shelly.
Her name?
Yeah.
Shelly.
She was good.
Oh, that's right.
Shelly went back and forth on. I kind of think she was okay. I mean, towards the end of the season,
oh, yeah,
okay.
She's great at competition.
We met Shelly at the rap party. Shelly's the nicest person.
Oh, really?
She's so
she makes
kind.
Jewelry.
That's fun. And what's his name? Paul. Paul's not bad to look at.
Oh, yeah.
I think he's cute. I like his beard. I'm a big
he's
beard.
Got really,
he's got a really nice looking face.
He's
I cast him on Sons
he
of
does.
Anarchy.
I wish he would shave that beard off.
No, without the beard, he's probably really handsome without, I'm sure. But I like him with the beard. I like him with the beard. It's his personality. I like his little hair. There's a little thing going on. He looks like he's really
handsome.
I like his hair.
Yeah, if he shaved his beard, he'd be beautiful.
I would be like super, just whatever. But he's 23. He's young. He's a rocker.
He's 23.
I think he's 23, you guys. Go ahead. I think he's 23.
That's fun.
Oh my gosh. I would have thought he was 41 at least.
I could be his 41?
Oh, Katie's calling.
Hello. Katie Campbell of AfterBuzz TV is on the phone.
Should we buzz her in?
I don't think that she watches this show, okay. So no.
Oh my God.
So no.
So how are we liking the games this season? I'm actually liking that the whole tennis thing where you had to bounce the ball for it to go into. I like, kind of like that.
I thought that one was boring.
I gotta say, these competitions to me are a little like, wait, what?
I'm liking them.
I liked the toe jam one.
That one's kind of funny, I guess.
I liked when I think Devon got sprayed in the face, and she was like, I can't see out of one eye.
She got sprayed in the face.
I will miss Devon when she leaves, simply for her diary room.
Yeah, her
I love her.
She had, in the three episodes of this week, had my favorite quote, which was it was about the gift from God quote. She was like, you get a gift from God, you care for that gift, you nurture that gift, and then you let that gift go. Talking about Tiffany.
Yeah. You know what Devon is to me? Devon is like a viewer watching the game on a couch and commenting on it and getting every comment.
She's
got to get better at competitions, though.
Yeah, what is that about?
I don't know. I think it's a mental thing for her.
Because here's the thing. My connection to her is that she was my niece's cheer coach.
Right.
My niece Haley. Yeah, she should know. She should know. I mean, I'm like, what's going on? You should know how to balance and thing. I don't get it either.
It seems like a mental thing, though, because it's not that she's not capable. Right. She's plenty strong. She's obviously very intelligent. Yeah. But it seems like she gives up somehow. So if I could get in there, I'd give her some encouragement.
Well, her and Zakiya, same thing.
Yeah.
When they're doing that one competition, and Paul's like, can you go a little faster? And she was like, can you go a little faster? I mean, like, it's just like, mm-hmm. I don't know what's going on, why they're not, like, competing. Like,
right.
Competing.
I think they need us to go be their big brother coaches. She was a cheer coach. She needs some cheer coaches herself.
So, CBS, if you're watching this, we'll get in there and coach them.
Yep.
Are we liking still the group aspect? They're playing as groups, even though they're falling apart. They're playing as unicorns and figures. I mean, they're all. Are we like, let's get over it and just like break
I
it
just
up?
Don't think it adds anything to the season.
I think
CBS adds these twists at the beginning of the season, thinking we need to like jumpstart the game. And the game is so good. I just don't get these weird twists that go away week three or four. Anyway.
I don't mind roadkill. I don't like the rewind, bringing it back.
Battle back,
which was it the rewind another season? Like, it's not original. They just changed the name and made it seem like it was
well,
this
in Survivor, it was Redemption Island. They had to go to Redemption Island, they'd fight to come back on the show and all stuff. So, yeah, it's a similar strategy.
I know they have to keep it fresh.
Yes. But my thing, I agree with Johnny, the whole thing with the group thing is, so when someone, like Bridget's won the HOH, so now her whole team is safe for that week. That's not a fun. Like, so now four people are safe. Can't be.
I just don't know. I don't even know the teams as well as I should. Like, I don't care. Way. Okay, so you can't nominate two or three other people. Okay.
Right. Yeah, right. It's like,
I think that's cool for them. It's not as cool for the viewer. Yeah. If I was on the team of the person that won, I'd be super psyched. Right. But it's not as cool for the viewer to watch.
I like twists.
I think it will be, though.
You think so?
Sorry. Yeah. I just think that it will be revealed who ended up nominating the third person later on.
Oh,
it's
really?
Like when Frank nominated Victor and Victor comes back into the house, if that's the one who it ends up being,
funny.
Then, you know, Frank was the one who put me up. I'm coming after Frank.
Sure. Mm-hmm. And that's cool. I get that.
Yeah, I get that.
I don't have a problem with the battle back so much. I have a problem with the team thing. I like twists like the twin twist or like when Danielle and Dick, the estranged father-daughter relationship came back in the house. Like, I like this.
Because that's a relationship and that's always going to be more interesting than some fabricated bullshit.
Right. That's, yeah.
What I would like to see is that this entire time, like, Paul is a twin and they end up just letting us know rather than cluing the viewer in. No. I'd rather be surprised and be like, oh, no, they didn't.
I love the twin twist. Yeah, I thought that was shocking and amazing.
Who in our last season called that? Didn't somebody, you guys were
Devon.
Saying,
Devon. That's why she went home.
No, I'm saying on our show, didn't one of you guys was like
oh,
saying,
not me.
Somebody was saying that she looked different when he kept coming in the house.
Yeah.
Yes, that
I
think
it was you.
That was one because we didn't know who the twin was.
Yes.
And Lauren, you made a comment about, like, got it.
Her face is fuller or something.
And I liked her more. I didn't like Liz, but when Julia came in, I'm like, God, she just seemed so nice that time. And then it came out that she was a twin.
Yeah.
But I didn't call the twin twist.
No, I'm just saying, Joe, I remember you saying, but like that, like, I didn't catch it. You're like, she looks a little different in face or whatever.
Yeah.
Her body was a little different too.
Yeah.
Devon called her like chunky or whatever.
Yeah.
She's the fat one.
I'm like, they're not even fat. They weren't even fat.
They're twigs.
And she's the fat one. I'm like, they're, you know, so. But I remember one of you guys did that.
But wasn't the viewer clued in last season that it was a twin twist?
Yeah, but we didn't know until the second episode who the twin was.
See, wouldn't I rather than them telling us who the twin was, like letting the viewer know and not the team players, I would have, or the team cast member, whatever. I would have liked to have. I would have liked to have had it be revealed differently, rather than the show cluing us in.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. They're saying that you're right. It was recycled from season 5. The whole battle back, getting back. It was called something different to come back in. Season, I'm trying to remember season 5.
Wait, no. It's, the twin twist was recycled from season 5.
Oh, she's right. Okay. I thought you were saying, okay, yeah.
The battle back was, I believe that people have returned in season 3, in season, what was it? 10, 11, I don't know. Other nine seasons. Oh, season 9, James came back. He popped out of a big present.
Yeah. Oh, my God, that's right. I forgot about that. Oh, my God, that's so funny. Yeah, he came back. Yeah. So it's kind of happening. People are liking the interracial relationship between Polly and Takiya.
Mix it up, baby. Mix it up.
Swirl. She really is so pretty.
She's beautiful.
Yeah, she is.
Well, let's just say that we are also in an interracial relationship.
And so are we.
An intergenerational relationship, too.
Yeah.
And so are we.
I love it.
Woo! Oh, people just don't know it yet. We're colorblind.
I like the fact they show the inside of the battle. I mean, of the roadkill. We get to see inside.
I have another point.
You don't like it?
Okay. No, I.
Okay,
he's going
do it.
Like
it
just
do it.
Making a W with his hands right now.
I can't believe. I feel like in seasons past, the HOH room was a little bit more sacred than it has been the past few, especially this season. No, you can't shower in here.
Right.
Go downstairs.
Yeah.
But that's, that goes in line with what I was saying earlier. It's like this kumbaya house thing.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm just
it's an open door policy too. People coming in and out.
And what happened to them showing them when to get their stuff?
And do you remember there used to be the little video screen, which I know that they still have up there, I loved when they would make it. Yeah.
But I missed the whole, like, the letter from home and the pictures. They don't do that anymore.
Remember when Shelly got a letter from her dog?
Yeah, but the thing is that it's a good sign. Anytime they don't need to fill with fluff, it means that the gameplay is on.
But someone agrees with you.
Who wants to see my HOH room?
But I love that. That's part of what, again, what draws me into the game is the human interactions.
I agree.
And that reveals about the characters. It gives us someone to root for other than who's the best game player. I like to root for people, too.
I like the non-human interactions.
Alien babies coming to life.
No, but I think Warwick's a good point because you and I have watched it from the very beginning, so you've seen the change and evolve. Mm-hmm. But wasn't the original premise of Big Brother is like putting these 16 people in the house?
Oh, it is totally evolved.
So, and it's all social stuff. Was it a social stuff?
The first season
was crazy. Yeah, it wasn't good.
It wasn't good.
But it was the whole point. Like, you can go watch the first episode on YouTube. Yeah. And
Julie Chen was also 40 years older looking back then.
Different nose.
Benjamin Button stuff.
Benji.
But season one was about, it was more like the real world. Like, how do people coexist?
Yes.
And now it's all about gameplay. And I love gameplay. But yeah, you're right. Maybe we could have a touch more like, how do we exist? And like season 6. Season 6 was awesome. I'll always go back to season 6. Kesar came in.
I love Kesar.
And it was in the midst of like the war in Iraq. Kesar-dia. And like, post 9/11, and he was this guy. He was this Iraqi guy.
Oh, okay.
He's so hot.
And there was conversation about race. Yeah. It was really cool.
Right. Yeah.
And Janelle was in that season too, wasn't she?
But like, good conversation about race, not racist conversation.
No, good conversation.
Not like season 15 conversation.
Ooh, right. No, that's a bad season.
Bad blood.
Class girl. I'll never get that image of Aaron saying class girl to Candace.
I know.
By the way, can we say, people are going to be so mad on the comments, whatever, fuck it. I love you guys, but I don't give a, you know what I mean? Like, I'm going to talk about what I want to talk about and take it or leave it. Sorry, you know what I mean?
Do it.
What was I going to say? Shoot.
Okay, you're talking about season 15.
Oh, Aaron. Oh, I need to say this. Because Aaron has now really, like, come around, and if you follow her on social media, like, I think she feels bad about what she did.
Okay.
Aaron was not the most racist person in that season. No. She was very racist. Gina Marie said the most heinous thing I've heard on Big Brother ever about welfare and what she calls welfare.
Yes.
And, like, I just get so mad when the edit makes some people look like the scum of the earth.
No.
I mean, Aaron should have gotten a bad edit.
Oh, no,
Gina Marie and Amanda, jeez, they should have gotten
Amanda.
Well, to be fair,
out of mind.
I think that's exactly why people are like, why aren't you watching the feeds? Because that way we can see the full picture of what's going on. But when you watch any television, it's going to be edited down to what story they want to tell. It's not about what's really happening.
Right.
It shows a version of that.
And Aaron just had her baby, and she seems to be doing
better.
They
said Aaron's cool now, as Florence Flowers says. Aaron's cool now. Wasn't there a dog like in season 1? Yeah, they had a dog one season.
And it fell in the pool.
It fell in the pool. And that's why they had a dog.
Oh, and why haven't we seen any of the pool?
Did they save it?
And is the pool different? Has someone noticed that the pool's different this season?
So they changed the pool so that they can now build on top of it for competitions, I guess.
Tweet today from Aaron, All Lives Matter.
You go, Aaron.
Oh, no.
You go, Aaron. That's nice.
No. Did she really tweet that?
That's what Sword of Morning said.
It sounds like something about a penis. Then I retract everything I just I look like a fucking dumbass.
No, but I know that people, I mean, things have to change and evolve. But I think, like you said, some things I think should stay true to the game. Because Survivor does it really well still. They do the personal relationships and they have the competition.
See, I think it can
Amazing
coexist.
Race, the same thing. They have you're in constant competition, but you're showing the relationships during the competition, how they fall apart.
That's what makes us feel something.
Yes,
we care.
Right.
Did she really tweet all that?
I don't know. Check.
I just wonder. I don't even know what I wonder, to be honest with you. I wonder if they're not covering the relationships yet because we still are so early on in the show and that they're still developing. Like, they just started showing Polly holding hands with Zakiya.
Maybe. That's true.
And who's the other one? Nicole and Clay.
Clay. Cody. Yes. Possibly. I mean,
Corey.
I'm going to say Cody. Oh, my God. Yes, all you see names. All you see men.
C-Men.
Does anybody know Erin's new name? She has a new last name.
You guys, tell us Erin's.
Libby.
Yeah.
Erin Williams, maybe.
Okay. Oh, her baby says her.
Oh, God. I'm nervous. I'm scrolling down her feed. I'm against police brutality and against the killing of police. These two things aren't contradictory. So sad. I think that's a brilliant thing she said. Did she say All Lives Matter?
They're checking her Twitter, too. Everybody's checking her Twitter. I'll
see
it. I
don't see All Lives Matter.
So, no, we don't think she said that. Everybody's checking her Twitter right now. But no, I just... Okay, so now, here we go.
Oh, my
we
God. People are going to be so mad at me this week.
Okay, let's just focus.
Okay, so Bridget is now head of household. That group is safe. So with Bridget, that's Frank... Clay. I'll say Clay. Jesus.
Okay.
Cody. Stop it, Matthew.
Corey.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. I'm totally sober. Corey.
She's drinking vodka. He's drinking vodka.
I never denied it.
Over.
So it looks like she did say it and then deleted it.
Oh, maybe. Oh, that's true. People do delete their tweets.
And she apologized.
God, love it. Anyway, so they're going to... So people are saying that... Cody. Thank you, Mark Donica. I'll try to remember now. Because you said
our engineer wrote it all over the board. Make sure that we didn't screw it up again.
Thank you for cluing the viewer in.
Yeah,
that was kind of you.
I want to bring them into our lives.
It's Matthew and Payne's fault that I'm saying that. Frank, Corey, Michelle. They're safe. People are saying already that Frank thinks he's in charge, kind of. So what do you feel is going to happen next, do you think? What's going on? I mean, Bridget's like a wild card. Like, who's she going to vote for? I mean, like, I don't even have any idea. I mean,
I haven't looked yet.
No,
I haven't either.
In fact, the nominations probably didn't happen. But I didn't even look last night to see what she was talking about.
Yeah, I just wonder. I have no clue to what her direction. I guess unless Frank influences her somehow, or
I could see that happening. She seems very malleable.
Yeah, so I don't know what.
So who's safe?
Frank,
Polly,
Frank, Polly, and
Michelle.
Yes. He's on. So they're safe. Hmm. So everybody else is up for grabs.
Yep.
Who's Michelle?
She's the nutritionist from Michigan who says she doesn't like it when people are fat.
But she doesn't have much scenes. She hasn't really done anything.
She's very under the radar.
Right. She wears glasses.
She wanted to be with
the... She's in the 8-pack, but she's the quiet one.
She's very quiet. Very quiet.
I'm actually completely serious by looking her up. I have no idea who she is. I don't even believe there's a Michelle in the house.
But there is.
There is.
She's just kind of quiet.
Who?
Oh.
What?
Yes.
Oh, there's a picture of someone with their shirt off.
Corey.
Oops.
Oh, Michelle.
Oh, look at him.
She's the one who does this in the opening.
Yes.
But it's really awkward. If I could get my whole body in the shot, I'd show you. It's weird.
Well, remember last season with Jeff? He just stood there like
Jeff
this.
Was like waving. His
Jeff stood there with his arms by his side for the audio listeners.
I forget about those audio listeners.
Well, they're our biggest fan base. You can't forget about them.
Audio listener lives matter.
Yes.
I forgot about him.
No, they don't.
Okay. Yes, you guys on iTunes. Of course, we love you guys too. We do check your comments, and you gotta like. You gotta comment on us because we don't. Because you guys have been really great to us on YouTube. You're getting us great views and lots of comments. So thank you. And I know iTunes is the same thing. Big Brother After Show on iTunes.
I swear, once a season's over, I black it out.
Do you really?
I enjoy them so much, and then I forget all. I forgot who Jeff was from last season.
Mm. Oh, because remember he came in with what's her name? They're from
the
Jackie.
Survivor.
Jackie. And then he
he fingered Liz.
He fingered Liz.
Are we on?
Yeah, we're on.
We can say it.
We can say that. Or we said
children
fingered.
Don't watch our show.
Why? We didn't say anything else.
Children shouldn't be watching Big Brother. It's not appropriate.
They think that Frank.
Oh, I love John. Remember him?
Oh,
John, who didn't have an inside voice.
That's her man. You don't even know the whole season.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
It's not like Kim.
Lauren's very protective.
Lauren will leave her man for him. She's all excited.
I'd do anything for him.
That's her man.
Anything.
For John?
John Mack, yes. Maybe they start saying here, they say that they think Frank will be the boss of Bridget. Everybody's saying that. So nominations happened. They did happen already, so we don't know what they are yet. They're not saying, don't say, don't tell me, but nominations have happened already.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I believe Frank will be the boss of her. I think that she'd be very easy to puppeteer.
Yeah, I think so too. Mm-hmm. But isn't she part of another alliance too?
Girl Scouts.
That's right.
I'm getting Spy Girls.
I know. I'm like, jeez.
Girl Scouts, I would actually like more.
Yeah, actually, yeah. Me too. Actually, I would go with that one better a little bit.
Because it makes it sound like they know how to make tents and stuff.
That's I want right. to see the friction between Frank and Tiffany unfold.
Frankany?
Well, Tiffany's in the worst position this week.
100%.
Because she could be nominated.
She's not really in good with anyone at this point.
That's true.
Can't believe they already did nominations.
Yeah, because Jackie and Jeff came from Amazing Race. I remember I didn't like them on Amazing Race. I mean, that's what it was. And they came on to that twist of CBS cross-promotion, which they always do.
Appropriate synergy.
They do all the time.
They could have found a more entertaining couple than the two of them. She did nothing for me.
Yeah.
I agree.
I liked her toward the end.
Yeah, she's okay towards the
she
end.
She did some good competitions. Like, she did some smart moves. But yeah, in the beginning, she was kind of boring.
Hey, can we talk about this week how Nicole was, like, bloodless? Her hands were clean.
Totally.
That's really cool when you can be the first HOH, make a power move, and then, like, be...
I agree.
...off the hook the next
week. She was very excited this week. There wasn't... Nobody was targeting her. Nobody was looking at her. She was just like...
She's good. She knows when to play and when to keep quiet.
Because we were saying last couple weeks how the vets, in general, they're playing better, smarter. So I think all four of them are really... They're kind of... Frank's been skipping a little right now, but he might be able to recover. Nothing's ever done on this show.
Never.
Never. Nothing's ever a sure thing. That's one thing. The reason why I love the show, because one week I say it looks like somebody's gonna go home, and something happens the night before, or night over five minutes before they say something, and then boom, like they revealed before the HOH competition. I guess is when Victor was talking to Frank, and there's the whole thing about getting Jose out, and he had to. It's like it's just like they tell everything. It could happen like 5 minutes before the show, and you're like, oh my god.
Mm-hmm. That's why everything. I say it's a Game of Thrones of reality TV. Because you never know what's going to happen, and your favorite characters can leave in an instant.
Or you know what else they say?
Hmm.
Expect the unexpected.
Oh, Jesus.
Yeah, that is
true. But first.
Expect the unexpected, but first.
Do you guys think it's weird that they haven't gone after the vets yet?
They haven't. Is that smart or not smart,
I think it's smart.
I think it would have been smart if they could have done it, but I think the vets are simply better players than them because they've learned from their mistakes. So,
I mean, the 8-pack is like this shield around them.
Mm-hmm.
But now that the APAC's not in charge, I mean, I guess they weren't in charge last week, but I consider Paulie 8-pack adjacent. So
he should have been in there from the beginning.
Yeah, I just hope they can switch Tiffany out with Paulie.
Right.
And continue
that on. That information is only going to make Paulie a stronger player.
Mm-hmm.
Mm.
It's interesting because I think everyone's afraid of Paulie, everyone in the house.
I know, it's so funny.
How one person has all that power when it's a numbers game.
Right. I never understood that either all these seasons. When somebody is like, you guys can get him out, so why are you afraid of him and afraid to make moves against somebody? I guess maybe it's part of it's kind of like, you know, competition. Like, well, if he doesn't get out, he'll come after me.
Mm-hmm. If they were smart, with me. They would try and get Paulie out. I don't want to see Paulie go anywhere right now. Right, I'm enjoying watching him. But I think that if they are trying to get strongest players out soonest, they need to target him. They need to get him out of the
house. What you're saying in here, clearly the newbies simply just don't know how to play the game as well. It's not their fault. They're learning how to play the game. But I always do say, this show's been on 18 cycles. You should have watched some seasons to get an idea of how things can go or not go. It's unpredictable still.
Right.
When you gather 60 people together. But you should kind of watch it a little bit and kind of get an idea.
Mm-hmm. Pick it up.
You know, people like Ian Terry, though, who watched the show before and actually knew how to, like, make moves.
Yeah.
I think people should at least watch the show a little bit.
Yep.
They're all on YouTube. You can watch them. They're out there.
Yeah, and CBS.
Just watch a couple episodes and get an idea. I don't know. So let's do some predictions.
Predicky?
Predictions.
I'm going to pre... Dick.
And now, you're after Buzz.
TV. Predictions. So what do we think's going on? So right now, we don't know who's nominated. Do we have? Do anybody have any idea?
So I believe that what you one of you said, Frank is going to be the puppet master this week.
I agree with that.
And I think the vets are going to make it through again.
I think so, too. I agree with that.
I'm really excited to see how the eight-pack fractures even more this week. Because the foundation is already so crumbly.
It is. I agree with you on that one. It's going to be an earthquake.
They're going to need a cast.
My guess is that we're going to see like a Tiffany go home this week.
Just Tiffany.
Either Tiffany, and if yes, Tiffany, but if Tiffany somehow can't...
Vanessa. You mean Vanessa.
If Vanessa gets herself off the block, then I think it will be a Tiffany.
Can you imagine if she's like, actually, I am Vanessa? I wouldn't be surprised.
That would be great. I hope it happens.
Me too.
Yeah.
Or if she peeled off her face,
I think we alienated the other half of the table. You were like, that'd be great.
No, I was thinking about it.
Well, you know, I'm actually not Jason Jr. I'm actually Austin.
Maybe
Austin.
Judas. I'm at Austin.
He hit on Marissa when he was.
I know.
I'm just glad we don't have a Judas this season.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
We didn't have one last season either, though.
Oh, thank you. Thank you, Judas. But he's not on the show. Oh my goodness. I kind of agree with you. Yeah, I think the vets are going to make it again. Everybody's agreeing that they're playing really, they're kind of playing well. Wherever the games are, they're playing well.
This is why we need a season of All-Stars. It's time for All-Stars.
Thank you.
Everybody wants it. We all want it.
Because it's just not fair to put these newbies in with these old newbies.
No. Yeah. Right. They need an All-Star season, and then they need to have all new players.
All oldbies.
Yeah. I agree.
All oldbies.
No, newbies. All oldbies, then all newbies.
Yeah. They do. Other countries do Big Brother also, and they all have celebrity versions. Are we the only country that doesn't have a celeb version of Big Brother?
Correct.
I think we are. I don't know. But I think it would be fun to do a celebrity version. It would be it would be so trashy.
It'd be tremendous.
You'd get like Rebecca Black,
Brandy Glanville,
like Perez Hilton, who by the way did do Big Brother in what, the UK maybe?
Yeah, the UK.
I think Leslie Jordan did it in the UK.
Dwayne Jackson did it and went off on people. Yes, they have people who do it.
I think I
would love
that.
I would love that too. And you could do it as a shorter season. You could just do like a month or 5 weeks or 6 weeks.
No, put them in there for the whole time.
I don't think you do the whole like Surreal Life. Those kind of shows aren't. Lasted like maybe 10 episodes.
Maybe Paris Hilton would do it. Like Paris Hilton.
You think?
She's so not famous anymore.
I don't think she cares.
I think she thinks she is.
Yeah.
Everybody agrees we need a celebrity. We need an All-Stars. We need a celebrity. They want Johnny Mac is going to come back. That's what not the average fangirl says.
I hope you're right.
Well, she's not average.
She's not average.
No, she ain't.
Oh, and so he goes, he's got to be safe for the All-Stars. So some people are saying season 20 will be All-Stars.
I've
heard that.
Because I'm shocked that Frankie didn't. I mean, I didn't want Frankie to come back as a player.
Oh, well.
But I'm shocked he didn't come back in terms of, like, his captive audience.
Oh, okay.
Like, he attracts fans.
I liked and disliked Frankie as a player.
I do, too. I have mixed feelings about it.
Yes. My favorite... from that season, Zach Rantz.
The whole Zanky. I was for that.
I was jealous of Frankie during Zanky.
Yeah, me too.
I didn't like them separately. I liked them together.
Sorry, so that was my.
Sorry,
prediction.
I literally just got lost in thought. I was. Like,
I know you did. I was
daydreaming.
Who else has a prediction?
God, you said some of the things I was going to say. Actually, I kind of.
I'm in agreement about the Tiffany.
Me too.
And the vets making it through. I think we're all agreement on that. I think we're going through.
They either need to strike with getting Tiffany out now, or she's going to go far, and then they're going to forget about her, and then she is
but
going to be like...
remember what Day said about the cat leave the cat and the mouse in the game?
Yeah.
I think
Day is more right on that one. I don't know. You know, and I'm kind of being influenced by you guys in the chat, but now I'm like, well, do we need to get Frank out? From the other house member's perspective.
Here's the tough thing, because if I'm in the game playing, and you're thinking, should I get out somebody who's getting my nerves right away, or should I get out somebody who is a threat in the long term?
I'd say the second option is better for winning your money.
What do you think, John?
I believe that... I believe that I was looking at something online. And
yeah, I missed the question, too.
Okay,
what
the
was
question
that?
Is it, because if you're in the game...
I know.
Oh, Jesus. Okay, so we're in the game, and you have two choices. either get somebody out that's really annoying and getting on your nerves now, or somebody who is not bothering you yet, but you know could be a threat later, and you get them out now. Do you wait till they're a threat, or do you get them out before?
Oh, okay. So I do what Dr. Will did in season 7 All-Stars.
Yes.
He kept Janelle in the house because he knew we can get rid of her later, but she, as long as she's here, I won't be.
Okay,
so do you have a cheat sheet, or are you remembering all of this?
I am obsessed with Big Brother. I've seen every season many times.
God, I thought I was a fan.
No, yeah, it's
a sickness.
But by the way, sickness, it's a great show.
I need to apologize. I went 2 days without my medication for my nerve pain, and I'm very loopy today.
You're doing great. Okay. But no, I see you're saying, keep somebody in. Somebody keep someone in that will have a bigger target than you, possibly.
He took his headphones off.
I'm just getting warm. Someone was sweaty.
Oh my God.
They were wearing these, and then they took them off, and they were sweaty, and I'm feeling strangled
sweat.
Who sat in that seat?
You were in this room. Who sat in this seat? Was that you?
It was me, Kate Manzi, Empty Seat, and Tony.
Oh,
there's a sweaty ghost.
A sweaty ghost.
The sweaty ghost.
The sweaty ghost. Well, that is our show for today. Well, I'm the sweaty ghost. That's our hashtag sweaty ghost. But first,
I wasn't done yet. No,
Jesus,
I'm kidding.
You're done. Somebody, where they can find you, Matthew Evan Payne.
You can find me on Instagram and Twitter at Matthew E. Payne.
And you can find me at Lauren Lograsso.
Hey guys, thank you for dealing with me this week. I'm going to go pop some pills, and I will be back and better than ever next week. Hey, you can find me, Johnny Manganiello, at Johnny Mangs on Twitter and Instagram. And also, if you're in the Los Angeles area, tonight I have a show. Yes. I talked about it last week. It's called The Gay Guide to Tinseltown. It's about revisionist gay history. But that makes
break
it sound
a leg.
More
I'll
boring.
Be there.
You will?
You can meet me.
You can get your tickets at thegayguidetotinseltown.com.
It's much more than that. It's a lesson in history, and it's funny, and it's touching, and he's so good. I saw it. It's so good. Okay. Thank you for over 3,000 views last week and the 100 comments. People, seriously, on YouTube. I'm so glad you guys are watching us on our new time here on Fridays at 1 p.m. I was a little nervous. Now I'm not nervous anymore.
They're watching.
You guys are watching. So I'm so excited with you guys.
He doesn't need nerve medication.
No, I don't. I'll just drink later.
But it might be fun anyway.
Yes. Yeah. Oh, me. Yeah.
It's called Cymbalta. It's an anti-depression medication, but it works on pinched nerves because it's a relaxant. Or something.
You heard it here first, folks.
Yes. Now, thank you guys for saying we're great. I'm James Lott Jr. You can follow me on all social media platforms at James Lott Jr. That's right, kids. And we'll see you next time.
Woo!
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
But first, see you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.